because of all the music playing and us talking about music.
Last week's episode?
The weekend before last, where we had a Tina Turner song.
Oh, episode 67?
Yeah.
Episode 67.
Episode 67?
Can't believe we're on episode 69 already. Seems like just the other day I was flipped around the other side.
I know. What the bloody hell?
But
my accents are very off, actually. I don't know if I can really do good accents or not. I don't really know what this fucking accent is I'm doing right now. It kind of sounds like a really weird southern accent.
When we were kids and we'd skip school, and the principal would always call a house, I would answer the phone and be like, hello. And it'd be like, with whom am I speaking? This is the principal that you've been in school. And I've been, I'm the children's grandmother. I said, they're not coming into school today. They've all got the coughs and the sniffles, and I got them tucked into bed. And then, like, you would just totally buy it. Like, we got out of school so much because of that bullshit. Yeah,
that's great.
And my sister was like really good at sounding like my mom. So sometimes she'd answer her phone too.
But that's really good. So, like, school stories, like when you like trick the school. So, in high school, we could go out for seniors to go to lunch. And it was like this big thing at York County School of Technology that we could do. And so my mom didn't sign the permission slip. So I forged my dad's signature on the permission slip and turned it into the school. Well, they never thought twice about it. So, like, I didn't get caught until my parents caught me. And it was like, why are you going out at lunch at school, out for lunch at school? But by the time they had caught me, I was 18. So, like, it mattered because I lied about it. But yeah. At the same time, it was like, okay. But that was like the one time I tried to forge my mom's signature, and you cannot forge my mom's signature. Like, even with my good handwriting, my mom's signature is like on point. Like, perfect.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff that we did in school. Mm. I mean, we all did stupid stuff, didn't we?
Whatever we can get away with.
Well, of course.
It's human nature, you know?
Yeah.
What we can get away with. Boom, boom.
And with that, let's kick off episode 69 of Kind of a Big Deal Podcast. Yes. Welcome to the presidented 69th episode of Kind of a Big Deal Podcast.
We made it, motherfuckers.
I am your host, Jerry Miller, and I'm joined here with my co-host,
Doug Parks.
And this week, we are doing something fun, and we are doing the 21 gay questions.
Not the 21 gay questions. Well, exactly what kind of questions are we going to, like, jump off here with? Terry.
What were you going to call me?
I almost said Clay, because that's what you'd want to be called, as Terry slipped out, because I keep trying to call you Clay.
It's all right.
But I'm so used to saying Terry. So sometimes I'll be like, Terry. But.
So question number one is, can you recall a 69 story? Oh.
Plenty of them. Like, a lot. I remember I was dating this guy that was, he turned out to be a Gemini, like me. And we were, like, the same height, like, the same personality. Basically, I was dating myself, you know?
Sounds like a dream job.
Well, for 2 weeks, I couldn't put up with myself no more. I was like, you gotta get out, motherfucker. No, but for 2 weeks, like, yeah. But we were coming back from Baltimore after going to the nightclub, and a friend of his was driving. And me and this guy were 69ing while we're going down 95. And like all these cars are blowing their horns and shit. And you just see my little naked ass up in the air. But people didn't know. They just thought it probably was another woman in there or something. They didn't know. So everybody was honking a horn. But it'd be funny if we'd have revealed it was like two guys, three guys, whatever. But yeah, it was funny. Surprise. But I have a bunch of them. But that's probably my most memorable.
I don't really have any, to be honest. Like, I mean, I've done it, but like memorable, not really.
Well, we'll have to come back to this question in 10 years and hopefully you have a story to tell our listeners.
We will never return to this question in 10 years.
We can't even remember to put shit on Facebook like we say we're going
exactly.
to.
If we do return to this question in 10 years, our avid listeners will definitely point it out to us. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Somebody 10 years from now will bring it up, be like, you guys going to answer this question?
You never answered this question, Terry. Just saying. So, next question is question number two. Do you enjoy having your balls played with?
It depends, really. Like, you have to be super gentle with them. And then if you're too gentle, it gets ticklish, you know, because I got like just sensitivity issue. If I get kicked in the balls, like I'm done, I'm not. Or if I get like, if during sex I fall and hit my balls, yeah, I'm done. Like, I have this weird sensitivity issue. And I really don't know where that came from, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like I had like nothing traumatic happen, you know, to cause that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, I do enjoy my balls being played with. However, if it does get a little too rough, then, you know, I'm like, because it kind of.
I don't see how people would like put those rubber bands on it and then beat them with paddles and shit. Like,
oh, yeah.
No, you've. I'll go to jail real quick.
I can't do that. No.
No. I just can't handle it. I don't see it. Like, some people do cactus prongs and they get hit with cactus prongs. Like,
ew,
what?
That's like murder.
It's bad.
That's murder in the first degree.
Yeah, like you're stabbing a whole bunch of babies too. So that's like, you know, really.
Yeah, that's a lot of murder right there.
Yeah, God.
Have you ever hooked up with somebody based on their proximity to your phone, your iPhone?
Grindr, etc.
Like on Grindr, etc. That's question number three.
I'd say about 95% of the people that I ever went with is off of the social media stuff guide, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like it's just, that's how you meet people. Like a lot, there was a lot of times when I was younger and I was in nightclubs and like you have to go to nightclubs and stuff and meet people that way, but you're still you're going home with like, you know?
So like, I think in all honesty, like it, as far as like proximity, yeah, like if it's too far out, like, I'm not even wasting my time for that dick appointment. Like, I'll get the one that's only a couple miles away, you know? I'll try out that flavor. You know, definitely pick the proximity. If it's like 40 miles, I'm like, no, boo boo, I am not coming to you.
But like at the same time, too, if you go to Tennessee or Oklahoma or Florida, like you're going to use them same apps to get people that are in proximity to your phone there so you can hook up there.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I'm still going to pick the one that's closest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You in the next room over, get the ass down here.
Unless you pay me gas money, I'm not coming to get with you.
Yeah, gas prices are high right now. We got to watch that.
Yeah, they're like almost $4 a gallon.
Yeah.
We live in the great state of Pennsylvania.
And it's like delivering pizzas and driving to all over Pennsylvania for these clients. Like, I fill my car up 3 or 4 times a week, honestly.
Yeah.
And it's like $35 every time. So I know I'm spending close to $200 in gas a week right now, and it's killing me, but I got to do it, you know?
Yeah. This one's kind of a stupid question. Just going to put this out there. Would you hook up with a different race?
Please. Like, I got to say yes, because I already have done it. I've been with every race out there, like, pretty much, like, I know I've like been with every race, so it's like I don't have any preference over that either, you know. But it's
about their race, it's about the person.
Yeah, like, cuz older white people, older people, but more or less older white people tend to be like down low type stuff, you know. So you got your different types of people and what they might want. You know?
Do you live in Pennsylvania?
Yeah. I mean, it's like that everywhere, though. Like,
everybody is DL in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's not really about the race. Like, I don't see about anything about race. I just think it's like what the person's into or the different groups.
Yeah.
You know, so like your older people are more on the down low. So if you're just looking for a quickie with no strings attached, you hit them up, you know? So
sorry, I have to stand.
But if you're just looking for like certain things or whatever, you have these groups. That's like, I don't think race is really that big of an issue anymore. I mean, probably is with some people, but a lot of people are dumb in that way. I'm just rambling.
I apologize that I'm standing right now, but my third ring is stand.
Okay.
I have to close out my three rings on my Apple Watch. It's been a major goal of mine lately. So the next question, question number five.
Question five, Bruce Willis or Vin Diesel? Like,
can I have both of them at the same time?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why can't they just Eiffel Tower you or put you in the middle and throw you back and forth?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I would really like to know how to get those four gay men on that bar stool.
I mean, I personally only want to record it because the porn would make us millions. I don't want to have to be participating with those two. They just, you know.
The porn will make us millions.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure at least one of them is going to want to grab a hold and smack my balls. I'm not going to be able to do it. And sorry to put you out there like Bruce, but yeah.
Oh man, the people that you realize, like you've seen when you realize that you were gay. Who was your person?
One of mine was Bruce Willis when I was young. The other one, honestly, was Mel Gibson. And I know like he fucked up or he's crazy or something happened recently. I don't know really the whole detail about him, but like social media was like coming at him about something, and I saw a whole bunch of memes on Facebook making fun of him. So I don't know what he did, but. It's, you know,
obviously
part of the problem is people need to mind their own damn business. I mean, like, it's none of my business what anybody else says and does. It's only my business what I do, you know?
Yeah.
And as much as you want to get involved or think you're doing the right thing, really, it's not. It just causes problems and issues, and it's not worth it, you know? But I don't even know why I'm talking about that. You know, we were talking about, like, yeah, Mel Gibson.
Yeah, so
but in Die Hard, when the very first one, Lethal Weapon, the very first Lethal Weapon, Mel Gibson had his like pants down. He was butt naked, getting out of bed. That was my first crush, seeing his ass.
Mine was the guy who plays Captain America. What is his name? Oh man, it's like right on the tip of my tongue too.
See if we were live, we can call people
in. Can we phone a friend? Let me phone a friend.
It's phone Google.
So, are you Googling it?
Yeah.
All right, he's Googling it.
But I have to remember how to spell Captain America.
Yeah.
I smell too much. His name?
Yes.
I'm going to hand you this now because I'm like, I just know it's there somewhere.
Captain America was played.
He is a hottie though.
Chris Evans.
Yeah, Chris Evans. You're younger than me though.
So
I like that guy that played in he trained the Velociraptors.
Oh yeah. like Ben. Is it Ben?
Something.
No. Like,
I don't know.
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris. He's one of the Chris's. He also played Star Lord.
Yeah, Hemsworth or something. Yeah, like.
Not Hemsworth. Hemsworth is Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know who we're talking about.
Yeah, everybody knows who we're talking about.
Just hit us up on the, you know, the DMs and let us know if, you know, we got anything wrong.
First person that answers that question, we'll mail you a quarter.
Chris Evans in Not Another Teen Movie.
Yeah. Is that the one where he had that banana with the whipped cream? Yeah.
Oh,
I rewound that and rewatched that so many times. My mom almost caught me. It was embarrassing.
I paused it. I paused it and masturbated to it.
Our VCR sucked, man. Like, I think our VCR was like afterbought because when we watched it, like when you would pause something, it was all blurry. It was like trying to watch a porn in the middle of the night when your parents are asleep. When that late night channel had women on there and men on there having sex. I don't know if y'all remember that, but when we were youngins, you could stay up if you stayed up to 2 o'clock, between 2 and 3, they played this porn where it was just like, it, all it did was show this girl's titties. It didn't show nothing else, just her breasts.
I don't remember that.
It didn't actually show like intercourse, but like a lot of straight guys at that age stay up late and watch it.
I think I'm too young for that.
Yeah, probably are. Maybe some of our older listeners might know what I'm talking about.
Maybe they might.
Go ahead and call me right now and let me know what the story is.
Number 6. Do you have a tossed salad horror story? I do not. I'm just going to say that off the bat. I mean, I've done it like twice and no horror stories. So go ahead.
I was dancing with this guy in a club one night and we were all like sweaty and shit. And like, I didn't think nothing of it. And we went into the bathroom and in the back stall, it was like really dark back there. And he bent over and I went down on him to eat him out. And he was not clean at all.
Oh,
it was bad. Like, and yeah, I threw up and everything. I was like disgusted as fuck. I ended up throwing up. And I never in my life told anybody this story.
So you like, tasted what he ate for dinner last night?
The night before, probably, because it was bad. Like, it was horrible. I don't even explain it. I'm getting sick.
Oh.
It was bad, you know?
All right, I'm going to vote that we can move on from that one. I'm good.
You know what, though? Like, now, if I'm having sex with someone and I can smell like that, like, if they're not cleaned out before even intercourse.
Yeah.
I go soft. I, like, lose attention. And, like, it makes me, like, and it's from that moment, probably. Like, because I know moments for me.
Triggers.
Like, yeah, triggers. Like, if I taste nutmeg, I think about what happened in jail when we did too much nutmeg and got fucked up really bad. And, you know, because you can get high off nutmeg.
Really?
Yeah, but I drank like a quarter cup of nutmeg with some hot water to make tea, and I drank all the tregs and everything. And yeah, the worst experience being high I've ever had in my life. Blood pressure shot up. I was itching like crazy. Like, I would not cool down. It was bad. And for like 4 or 5 hours, I dealt with that.
Fun fact, I didn't know that.
So never again. But anyway, yeah.
Do you prefer BJs or regular intercourse?
I like both. Like, it just depends. Because, like, if I'm with somebody that I know is not good at blowjobs, we'll just skip that part, you know? If I'm with somebody who is so loosey, I have to strap a 2x4 to my ass so I don't fall in, then I'll just go for option number one, you know?
So let's just get this over with.
Yeah, loosey caboosey. You know,
wow,
like he just had a foot up there before he met you, you know, being double fisted.
Oh, no.
And then he comes and sees you, and you're like, I should have been the first one you came to. I can't use it now. Let's just have a blue job.
Just take a little BJ.
Yeah. So I guess it depends on the situation.
I mean, I agree.
I'm not even answering these questions.
They're both equally fun.
I gotta go walk into mom and pop with these people listening to this and hearing these stories, and they're gonna look at me weird now.
It's our podcast.
Either that or they'll start asking me out. I don't know which one.
Welcome to Kind of a Big Deal. That's all we can say.
Oh, God.
What would you do if your partner cheated on you? Silence.
My thing is, if we are in a relationship and you want to mess around with other people, I want you to come tell me, say, look, I think this guy's hot. I want to try her girl is hot. And I want to like spend some time with him. I'll be like, all right, you're good. You know, it's the lying that gets me, you know, I just need somebody to be honest with me about it.
Yeah.
You know, don't lie to me. Cause if you lie to me and I find out I can't live after that with like everybody I've ever been with has cheated and lied. It only happened one time and I left because I'm like, I can't handle it. My mom and dad cheated on each other my whole lives growing up. They were a horrible representation of what a marriage should be, you know? And I know this is a side note, but I always kind of like judged on Kirk Cameron a little bit because he's like a Christian person. And at one point he was speaking out against homosexuality and he kind of did it in a raw way. But he said something recently on Twitter. He said, we should not be judging and putting labels on gay marriage, on what gay marriage is, when the church itself is full of fornication and lies and cheating. And until you all fix yourself and be a proper representation of what a marriage is, then there's no reason why gay people can't get married either. You know, yeah. And it's something along them lines. And I was like really impressed by him saying that, you know, because it's true. Like, you're pissed off and don't want us to get married, but you all are out there running around doing some fucked up backwood shit and hiding it and just hating us for being who we are.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, I don't know, it's just a side note, but we gotta start loving each other and accepting each other.
Yeah.
It's not about skin color or sexual preferences or any of that shit, you know? But
I think my answer to the question is first of all, I would just like to clear up something. I am the exception to that.
No, you mean as far as my exes?
Yeah.
No, like, yeah, like...
I'm the exception because
you never lied, you never cheated, you never did anything like that. You know, no, definitely not. Like, yeah, thank you for having me point that out, because we work with people that are going to hear this. So, no, like, your and I's thing was just...
That was more of a mutual understanding.
Two people who realized that as long as we stay in that part of the relationship, it's going to destroy us. Rather than just step back and become friends and support each other, because we know, you know, it was like a mutual thing.
Definitely. And fight like sisters.
Yeah. Wow. Rip my t-shirt off.
That happened. That's a story for another time. And it did
happen during sex. That's a fucked up thing.
No, it didn't.
No, but I don't care. All of them didn't cheat on me. You know, Sam never cheated or did anything wrong, you know? And Sam's not a piece of shit. Like, when I say my exes, I also got his pin right to ones that were good, you know? And Sam definitely was a really good one, you know? And him and I, too. Like, it was just a situation where I knew neither one of us would come to any good from the relationship if we just didn't, like, fall back and just, like, put it somewhere else, you know? And look, he married Brian and met somebody amazing and are so happy. So, like,
yeah,
we didn't do the wrong thing by that, you know? It was just a situation where two people were actually mature enough to, like, at least, you know, try to be friends or whatever like that. So, yeah, I'm really happy for Brian and Sam, who got married.
I agree. That
beautiful ass wedding. I kept, like, I was following them on Facebook and stuff because of the wedding stuff is all pretty. But, like, I had never had intentions on wanting to go or be there. I was just interested because I was happy for the Sam that he was having this wedding, because honestly, when it comes to weddings, I don't believe in them enough to spend, like, an exuberant amount on a nice, really fancy wedding. I would just do the basic package, you know? So somebody who wanted a nice wedding, it was probably better to be with somebody that can give them a nice wedding, mm-hmm. you know?
So what's the dirtiest text message you've ever received?
I can't remember, like, stuff like that. I've gotten
It's a hard one.
I mean, I've gotten
he's breaking the podcast room.
I've gotten weird, like, the ones that I think are really weird is, like, on Grindr, instead of them saying hi, how are you, they just, a dick pic pops up and you open up the message and there's this asshole spread out, or yeah. Like, and, like, I look at it and it's like, oh my god, he's hot, but ugh, you're such a turnoff by doing this, you know? You could have at least bought me flowers or something, you know? Come on. They should have a button on TikTok or on Grindr that has, like, roses or diamonds. And if you tap that, it sends a person like $5 or $10 or something like that.
You should
send me $100.
You should have bought me some daisies before you showed me your dark star. Yeah, that's probably my answer too, is the whole nudes on messengers, different messaging things. If you could go out to dinner with any personality, who would it be?
Dolly Parton.
I would say Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. So we could, like, double date and hang out with them.
Yeah.
You know, and they know each other because they're goddaughter.
Yeah, I love Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I would definitely totally chill with Miley Cyrus or Dolly Parton. But yeah.
Yeah.
And Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber's like matured and grown a lot. Like I watched a documentary on him and like his journey, what he went through and to come out of it the way he did and be like, he's an awesome person, you know, and like really mature. And like that makes him like, I always thought he was like cutie when he was younger and then like kind of hot, but he was a teenager. Mm-hmm. But that documentary, like it made him a man in my eyes. And then I'm finally able to see that he's sexy as fuck too, you know, but still like almost a kid. He's so young.
You've always thought he was sexy.
Yeah, but.
You used to listen to him for hours on end, and I would be like, oh my God, well, got a crush on him.
It wasn't him per se. It was a song that was out that he had put out. And the words were like what I was paying attention to at that time. It wasn't necessarily him. I was listening to the song because of the words and the beat.
Yeah.
He just happened to be the one who was singing it. And I remember that time because it wasn't that long ago. You know, not really. It feels like wasn't that long ago, but maybe it was.
It was a year ago.
Yeah. It's been a year already.
Yes. We've lived in this house for a year.
October.
Yep.
Yeah. It's true.
October 8th.
October.
Who's in charge? The top or the bottom?
I think both of them.
I mean, I think it depends.
When you're in that position, both of them are getting what they want. If you had two tops and the one was trying to bottom for them, one of them's having fun. The other one's in like excruciating pain or uncomfortable, you know? And
yeah.
if you have a bottom trying to top a top and the bottom's in a bottom, then you got both of it. It's like so far out of sync. You're not going to have a good time, you know?
Yeah. I think that with all of that being said, that
it depends. Like, straight guys, if your wife slaps one on, are you really going to get upset, or are you going to like let her do what she wants to do?
Now that's a question.
Yeah, like you're married, this is your woman, like you love her, you want her to,
honey, it's time for your pegging.
Exactly. What would you do, straight boys?
So I think that, like, as far as sexually, like, a bottom can be, like, dominant, and a top can also be dominant. So, like, there's a lot of differences in that, especially with, like, people in general.
Yeah, because if he's bottoming and you go within, like, a couple minutes and he turns around and slaps you across your face, like, bitch, you ain't done yet, then he just became the top. It's happened before. I thought it was pretty funny.
Do flamboyant gays give normal, straight acting dudes a bad rep? I mean,
no.
There's just different kinds of people. There's different levels of sexuality. There's different levels of everyone.
When I first came out, I had a problem with what I saw as feminine type gay people, only because I was raised to hate gay people. I was raised to hate myself, you know, religiously, redneckishly, every which way it could be. I was taught that gay people were going to hell and they were bad and all this dumb shit.
Yeah.
And like, so I hated myself. And then when I finally came out, and the way my parents and everybody responded was like completely different. My parents were bad and still against it, but everybody else around me was like, we don't fucking care.
Yeah.
You know, so like, I don't know.
I think there's a lot that people do say that it does give a bad name. I do not agree with the fact that it does give a bad name because they are being themselves.
Oh, yeah. And like with me back then, that was my shit. It wasn't them. You know, I had to grow mentally, emotionally, and that's a story for another day. I'll tell you what changed me. And it happened when I was incarcerated and somebody I met in there. You know, we'll talk about that another time. But yeah, like I grew maturity over it and understanding. And that was my shit. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. I personally think that like as far as like me as a person, like I'm not feminine, I'm not masculine, I'm kind of like, you know, technically like both, like I really don't care, I'm just me type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And
And that's how I am. Like, once I came to understand what the problem was, I didn't start acting feminine just because I wanted to adapt to a stereotype and yeah. be like everybody else. I just continued to start accepting and being who I am. And I'm just naturally like me too. Like, I do the same thing. You know, there's times when I'm feminine or I'm being flirty, and there's times when I'm just like building something or fixing something and I'm all masculine. You know, I am who I am, you know?
And speaking of you and people we work with, Brittany, when she was in the other night, she's like, the guy that's standing up there at the computer, is he gay? And I'm like, that's my ex. And she's like, what? And I'm like, that's Doug, my ex. She's like, oh, I thought he looked familiar, but I wasn't sure. So, like, you have longer hair now, too, since the last time.
Yeah, I look a lot different. You. A lot of people are like, and then I shaved my face recently for a work situation.
Yeah.
And I feel I feel naked. Like, my face feels so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's itchy, too, because I got stubble.
Yeah. It don't look that good, either.
I don't like it. I feel weird.
Is there a sexual fetish that turned you off?
Yes.
What is it?
The people who are into feces.
Yes.
Like, even urine, I can understand a little bit, but no, come on. Like, urine, if you put your shit on me, I'm probably going to fucking chop off your fingers or something like that you really, really miss. Like, I'm going to do something very bad. Like,
the feces, the urine, and the blood.
Yeah.
I cannot do blood.
Well, there's the three P's, you know? So, pedophilia, poop, and pee. They're three P's.
What?
Yeah, they're like the three things that are off limits.
Oh.
Yeah, the three P's are off limits. Keep that shit.
Bodily fluids, I'm okay with. Mm. I don't need them.
Well, I wonder if there's gay vampire parties out there where they're cutting themselves and like doing weird stuff with blood. I'm probably sure there is, because there's all kinds of weird shit out there.
There's blood play.
I guarantee if you Google it, it's a thing.
Can you describe your first kiss?
Well, back then, I wasn't out of the closet. I was in high school, and I met this girl in high school and was using her as a cover-up. And we went roller skating. And while we were roller skating, I ended up giving her, like, a kiss or whatever at the end of the night. And it was just a horrible experience for me, you know, like, just horrible. Like, and it's all because, like, I was pretending and lying and using this person, like, and that's fucked up, you know, that I was, my Christian mom and dad raised me not to lie, but the way they were with their hatred and judgment, it made me lie. So I was forced to lie about something all because of their hatred and their bitterness. And I'm not blaming them, you know, but this is what jumped that shit off, you know, because that poor girl actually liked me, you know.
Yeah.
And we're friends today. Awesome friends. She's an awesome person.
So my first kiss was when I was in like first grade. There was this girl that I liked. She would come over to the house and play all the time. And it was one of those like, you know, like a normal, like, pecky type kiss. And my siblings seen it and said, ew. But it really wasn't that weird. It was just really, I don't know. Mm. That kind of stuff has never been, like, really weird to my
family. Well, I got a question as a side note. Who is the one person you wanted to have a first kiss from?
The one person I wanted to have a first kiss from?
Like, for me, it was Eric Gatto. We were young as shit, though. We were like 10, 11, 12. We used to go back and go swimming in the creeks and rivers and stuff, like a whole bunch of us.
I don't know. I think as far as like the first.
I shouldn't have said his name.
So the first boy that I wanted to have, wanted to kiss, I actually ended up doing that. But I can't release that.
Don't release it. It's fine.
Can't release it because He's my friend, and I don't want to hurt his feelings or his family's feelings.
Have you ever been to a sex party, bathhouse, or participated in a three or more way?
Three or more way?
A more way. That's a more way.
I have been to the campground's sauna.
Ooh.
One time, I turned around and walked out. Too much going on. I don't like crowds.
Yeah, well, when you're in a hot, sweaty place like that, like...
Yeah, it's clammy, it's hot, there's cocks and balls and butts and...
And it stinks.
Yeah, everything, everywhere, and it's just a... fest.
Yeah, like, it's bad.
No. As far as a three-way, yes, I've had two of them.
Yeah.
The one, I actually think I did talk about the one on the podcast, didn't I?
I don't know.
With Ben and Kenny?
I don't know. Okay. I don't do this to the Star podcast. I won't leave them out.
They ain't going to listen to the podcast. And if they do, it's just for shits and giggles and just to start shit. Sorry, guys, whatever. I mean, I'm really not sorry, just to be honest. But
a more way, I'm not going to answer this question because I work with people.
You've been to an orgy. Have you been to an orgy, dog?
Fuck yeah. It was a nice one too.
A nice one?
It was a nice one. There was like 25 people.
Is that like a new vacuum brand?
Yeah. It's okay. Like the gay vacuum. It's a nice end.
They were just sucking everything up.
Just to call me Hoover.
Would you ever make a sex tape?
Well, I have, so I guess that's a yes.
I mean, I have too, so.
I think pretty much everybody has it one way or another.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to shoplift? Yes.
Yeah. I had my petty ass little sneaky moments.
I was actually successful.
Yeah, I should probably go hand them $10. The store's still open. But
do you have a gag reflex?
Not usually. It really depends on like if a hair gets stuck down in there. Like if there's a hair on the tip and it goes down my throat. Yeah, that's going to make me like get all weird, especially if it does some crazy shit, like gets wrapped around that little thing hanging in the back of your throat. You can't get it off.
The uvula? Yeah.
The little punching bag. Yeah, a little punching bag for cock hairs.
What does Cardi call it? The little swingly dangly thing in the back of your throat or whatever she says?
Dangly thing in the back of my throat.
Yeah, wop, wop, wop.
Yeah, we better not. I love Carly.
I do have a really bad gag reflex. It's getting better, but when I smoked, it was worse. When I smoked cigarettes, it was worse. So,
but it helps to just swallow bananas whole instead of chewing them up.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to try it. Have you ever cried over or had your heart broken by another guy?
Yeah, tons of times.
Yes and yes. The real question is, was it worth it?
Yeah, most of the time.
No, it was not.
I'm just joking. It was never worth it. But there's been times where like the breakup made me cry and upset me, but we were doing it for the right reason, you know? So there was all, I've been on both sides of the street.
Yeah, I mean, you know? There is going to be times when your situation is going to bring a different emotion or something like that. And, you know, sometimes I don't think that the crying necessarily is the fact that you guys are deciding to break up. Sometimes it could just be like, I feel a little lost.
Yeah, you feel alone and lost. And
it's an adjustment. Like, it's a change. It's a very anxious time in your life.
Yeah.
So I think there's pieces to it that like is there. But like even in those situations, like it's still not worth the tears, any emotions that you put into it. Because really at the end of the day, you're still going to have yourself, and that other person is going to be gone, and you're never going to see them again. And they're going to be a history or a little blip in history so you can write your next memoir. Like, that's literally it. Or your next Taylor Swift hit. It's literally it.
Literally.
Literally. I don't know why I keep saying that. So, have you ever visited a same-sex campground, and what was the experience? Yes.
I've done it a lot of times. Honestly, like 4 or 5 times that I remember. One of the times was with you and we went to that...
Timberfell.
Yeah, like I was trying to remember the name. And that's a cool place to go to. I'm just like, I'm in a different place in my life at the moment. And like for the last year, I've just been like taking time to like work on things personally and heal from some things that I need to heal from and grow, you know. And I haven't been like sleeping with anybody or dating people or any of that shit, you know.
I know, we live in two different worlds. So
it's like, yeah, on one side, we're yin and yang at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, on one side of the house, we have Terry over here fucking anything that's not tied down. And then me over here, I get men in my bed and I'm not even here to even care to experience it. I'm off camping in the woods. Yeah, just two different spots, you know? And
I
don't know.
I fully have embraced Santa Claus's favorite line. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, so at the campground, we both had different experiences, you know, and I was just chilling and hanging out with people. But like yeah. When I was younger and I went to places like that and done things like that, oh, my little naked ass was running around, you know, just flirting and running around, just being a little old whore I was back then, you know?
Yeah.
But
I love being nude. Like my favorite thing is being nude. And like living with roommates and everything, it's like you don't want to be nude. Like you want to be respectful to your roommates. So like I like wear underwear and like a shirt and walk around the house. It's very comfy, but it's not nude. Like yeah. Being nude is just like so much fun. Like going around buttholing all the furniture, just it's so much fun.
I mean, that's why we need so much Febreze.
It is not.
No, I'm saying like as gay people, all gay people use a lot of Febreze on their furniture.
Why? Because we're always buttholing it?
Yeah, buttholing it everywhere.
So can you recall a time when you had sexual intercourse in a car?
There's like a ton of them. It happened a lot.
My first experience with a man was in a car. We were playing Truth or Dare. We ended up pulling over into like a park and ride. And I ended up getting on top of him. At some point, he took his glasses off and put them on the passenger seat. So when I flipped around to sit back into the passenger seat,
ouch,
I buttholed his glasses. So you know what happened to him naturally. They broke.
I once had a guy that sat on my shifter and swallowed it. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, could you like get out of my car? Like at that point, I was just like, so I was kind of shocked and like, it was like really impressive. But at the same time, I was disgusted because that's my shifter.
Did he do it on purpose?
I think he was trying to be like sexy or like turn me on or make me go, oh my God, you know, but like I was in such shock that I couldn't even like, I just wanted him out of my car. I wanted to go home. I was embarrassed. It was like all these weird feelings and I just freaked out. Like, no way did this guy just sit on my shifter.
You want me to what?
And I had to drive it home touching that. And I was so mad.
You want me to make your shifter disappear?
And also, one, I was 2, 3. I was 22. I just came out not that long ago. So, like, to me, that was like a traumatic thing to watch. And, like, yeah. So, like,
hocus pocus. I cannot believe. Like, how is that sexy?
Yeah. Like, he thought it was. And like I was kind of impressed at the same time. And like there was probably a few times over the years, especially when I was incarcerated, that I remembered that and masturbated to it. you know, but like it took my maturity to be like, that was hot, you know. But today, that was hot. But back then, I was traumatized. I was like, can you go?
I'm really sorry, but I'm kind of new to this. So is that normal?
You didn't even let me use my safe word.
Bitch, you need to put him in the burn book. But anywho, on that note, we would like to end the show with a big, big, big thank you for everybody who has listened to us for 69 whole episodes.
Yeah. So much to that.
So until next time, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at KOABDpod. Or you can search it for us on Facebook at Kind of a Big Deal Podcast. Also, if you listen to us on the Purple Podcast app, please subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and a written review. And we'll read them on the podcast sometime. So, until next time, stay true.
Stay strange.
And always be
a big deal.
A big deal. Oh. That was my cue to play the song.
Yeah, probably.
Shit.
Hit the button, bitch.
I don't know what I can see. I don't even know what I can be. I don't know where I have gone today. All I know is now I have my friends all around. And I'm kind of a big deal.
Hey everybody, this is Terry Miller from Kind of a Big Deal Podcast. If you want to be a part of the show, you can hit us up on our socials for more information. We would love to have you join and we would love to hear from you. So please go to our socials at Kind of a Big Deal Podcast on Facebook and at KOABD Pod on Twitter and Instagram, and also hit us up on our snaps. Doug's snap is Ezariah_D76. All lowercase. And you can hit me up on my snap, which is spindy27, and that is spindi27. So until next time, we bid you a farewell and we say stay true, stay weird, and always be a big deal.